What if the universe conspired to bring two strangers together on the most impossible day of their lives? Natasha Kingsley and Daniel Bay couldn't be more different. She's a Jamaican-born pragmatist facing deportation in less than 24 hours. He's a Korean-American poet reluctantly headed for a Yale interview to fulfill his immigrant parents' medical school dreams. Their chance encounter on a bustling New York City street shouldn't matter. They'll never see each other again after today. Yet, something electric happens when their eyes meet, something that defies Natasha's scientific worldview and confirms Daniel's poetic heart. "I see us in old age," Daniel thinks upon first spotting her. "I have a strange and happy feeling that I can't quite describe. It's like knowing all the words to a song, but still finding them beautiful and surprising." Can love be reduced to chemical reactions and psychological principles? Daniel believes he can make Natasha fall in love with him in a single day using a psychological experiment. 36 increasingly personal questions followed by 4 minutes of uninterrupted eye contact. As they wander Manhattan, loved biology unfolds. The lust phase, testosterone and estrogen, attraction phase, dopamine and serotonin creating cocaine-like euphoria, and attachment phase, oxytocin and vasopressin. When they kiss in a Korean karaoke room, their physical reactions transcend simple biology, racing hearts, electric touches, and an overwhelming connection that data alone can't explain. The poetic heart is not to be trusted, Natasha reminds herself. It's an organ that speeds up and slows down for no good reason. Yet, despite her skepticism, she questions whether her scientific worldview can accommodate what's happening between them. Perhaps some truths require both measurement and imagination to fully comprehend. Daniel and Natasha both struggle with cultural identity and belonging. Daniel feels neither Korean enough for his parents nor fully American. His brother Charlie has rejected his heritage entirely, preferring Charles, and creating a lasting rift when Daniel once called him Hung in front of white friends. Natasha's family represents a different immigrant story. Her father, Samuel, brought his family to America chasing Broadway dreams that ultimately failed. His retreat into bitterness culminated in the drunken confession that triggered their deportation. These contrasting experiences highlight immigration's unique pressures. Daniel's parents built a successful black hair care store in Harlem, but defined success narrowly through security and status. Natasha's parents sacrificed their dreams only to face deportation. As she reflects, for immigrants, moving to a new country is an act of faith. Only some of the stories you're told will turn out to be true. Both families share a universal search for belonging while facing their particular challenges. Natasha introduces Daniel to multiverse theory, the concept that infinite parallel universes exist simultaneously, each representing different choices and outcomes. This scientific framework doubles as a powerful metaphor as they examine their own lives and choices. Every small decision, taking a different route, stopping for coffee, even the timing of a traffic light, creates branching possibilities that could have prevented their meeting. Yet they did meet, raising questions about destiny versus chance. Was their connection mere coincidence among infinite possibilities, or an inevitable connection destined to exist in at least one universe? The theory gains deeper significance as they contemplate alternate realities, universes where Daniel's parents never immigrated, where Natasha's family's immigration status resolved differently, or where they never met. These possibilities highlight how personal choices affect entire families and communities. The novel's epilogue glimpses an alternate timeline where they reconnect years later on an airplane, suggesting some connections may be strong enough to transcend time, space, and circumstance. "Dark matter is like love," Daniel tells Natasha. "You can't see it or touch it, but you can feel it." While initially dismissing this as poetic nonsense, the comparison forces Natasha to consider that fundamental forces, like love, require both scientific and poetic understanding. Scientific concepts become bridges to emotional reality throughout their day. Entropy explains their disordered feelings. Quantum entanglement mirrors their inexplicable connection. Wave particle duality reflects their existence as both individuals and a unit. Their relationship demonstrates that complete understanding requires both scientific precision and poetic intuition. This synthesis culminates in their discussion of dark matter, the invisible substance comprising most of the universe, yet detectable only through its effects. Like dark matter, their connection exerts an undeniable gravitational pull that can't be directly observed. The universe, like love, operates through forces we can't see but powerfully feel. As their final hours together unfold, both come to appreciate that profound truths exist in the space between empirical fact and emotional experience. We're all both main characters in our own stories and supporting characters in countless others. Brief chapters from seemingly minor characters reveal how our actions create ripple effects we may never see. Irene, the security guard who delays Natasha, contemplates suicide due to profound loneliness. When Natasha calls to thank her later, this simple acknowledgement saves Irene's life, a fact Natasha only discovers years later. Similarly, attorney Fitzgerald misses Natasha's court hearing to begin an affair with his paralegal. This seemingly selfish act devastates Natasha's family while transforming Fitzgerald's own life. Cultural contexts create unseen connections too. When Daniel's father makes racist comments about Natasha's hair, we glimpse the complex economic relationship between Korean immigrants and Black communities, a historical dynamic neither Daniel nor Natasha fully understands, but that shapes their interaction. These interconnected stories remind us that we can never fully know our impact or the invisible threads binding us to strangers. As Daniel wonders, maybe all the events in our lives are just random. Maybe there's no such thing as fate. But what if there is? As Natasha's plane takes off, she watches New York's lights shrink to pinpricks like earthbound stars, reminding herself that stars aren't just poetic. You can navigate by them if you need to. Daniel looks up at the night sky, unable to see her plane, but knowing that almost everything in the night sky gives off light, even when we can't see it. This parallel moment shows how connections continue emitting light after disappearing, influencing us in subtle ways that guide our paths. In the years apart, both carry their day together forward. Daniel writes small, sad poems that are always about her. While Natasha occasionally recalls their conversation about love and dark matter before filing it away with other impossible things. The novel's conclusion suggests meaningful relationships don't follow predictable timelines. The epilogue's glimpse of their potential reunion offers hope that some bonds exist outside linear time, waiting for the right moment to reappear. Perhaps profound connections never truly end. They simply enter a different phase, like stars shining beyond our vision. Like starlight that began its journey years ago to reach you tonight, the people we meet, even briefly, can illuminate our paths long after they've gone. Some connections are written in the stars, waiting for perfect alignment to reveal their brilliance.